We are all God's children. So God must be a woman. Unless he's Nathan Cassidy. Maybe I am God. Or the son of God. Or the daughter of God. Or at least in the Godhead. Like David Icke. David Icke, you may not know who this person is. He's a sports journalist. He was a sports journalist before he became God. He was the 90s Gary Lineker in the UK. He's very famous. In 1990, he announced that he was the son of God in the Godhead, and the whole country and other countries stopped in their tracks. Many laughed, but thousands listened. Hundreds of thousands. Books, TV specials, selling out arenas. And he still sells out arenas off the back of the fame that he created for himself, announcing something. All he did was announce it, that he was the Son of God. Watch how different things are today. As I announce, I, Nathan Cassidy, am the Son of God. No one gives a fuck, do they? Why? Because nowadays, everyone's a cunt. Everyone claims to be something that they're not. Back in the 1990s, there was nothing to compete with. There were only three other people in the 90s claiming to be superhuman. Mike Tyson, David Koresh of Waco fame, and Prince Charles. Oh, you're killing the planet. You're killing people, Prince Charles. Diana and Dodie and Henri Paul and the other one. Today, there's a complete ocean of cunts now. Trying to pluck one out is like trying to pick porridge from the sea. So someone needs to step up. I've watched too many documentaries to know that the world is fucked and needs a saviour. I've watched Seaspiracy. Cowspiracy. I became a vegan and then Netflix released Vegspiracy. Yeah, that's right. Now even the cauliflowers are complaining. Ouch, it hurts. Oh, ha ha, Nathan, let's make jokes about vegans, shall we? Since how much you've run out after 260 episodes? Oh, ha ha ha. Vegans are weak. No, you're weak, sunshine. You're a weak comedian. That's not good enough anymore, is it, to laugh at vegans? I mean, I'm a vegan now. Laugh at me, but for different reasons. Stop laughing and taking the piss out of people trying to make a difference. The planet needs saving. We need saving. People need to step up. However, one small point against people that say, well, if I don't go vegan, the world won't change. If I don't stop using plastic straws, the world won't change. You're misguided. If you as an individual go vegan, I'll tell you what will change. Fuck all. Fuck all. You doing that achieves fuck all. You going vegan achieves fuck all. Apart from making you weaker. And you're going to need your strength because sadly to suck up a milkshake through a paper straw, you're going to need the jaw power of a hippopotamus. You go vegan, what does that actually do for the planet? Fuck all. It's something bigger that is required now. We need to step up as gods and make the big difference. The big change. But when someone steps up, like me or David Icke, and says they're God or the Son of God or in the Godhead, they're ridiculed. When one person wants to change the world now, it's always, oh, they're a cunt. Like Greta Thunberg, they're a cocky little cunt. Oh, they're trying to change the world for the better. Are you doing that, are you? Fuck off, you jumped up little asswipe. Why did they make hitting children against the law, Greta Thunberg? Greta Thunberg is doing what we all need to do. We need to step up and act like gods. But we're too lazy, aren't we? That's the problem. We know we need to step up and all act like gods, but we're too lazy. We're too lazy, aren't we? Let's face it, most of us, lazy cunts. Most of us just planet wasting cunts. Listening to comedy podcasts. Lots of love for doing just that.